The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 189. It's Gil Alexander. Let me just read this one tweet here because it's a proper segue into Fezzik Fridays. Mako, Shades of Mako, are we sure Fezzik didn't innovate the Oppo Go adaptation, that he did it before Right Angle Sports? I'm sure he'll claim it. Why don't we find out ourselves? It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Starring the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day, Steve Fezzik. You can follow him on Twitter at your own peril, at Fezzik Sports. Let me just say this. I've gotten more than a few people who have sort of said to me, Steve, and by the way, good morning, sir.
Morning.
That I have been very tough on you the last couple weeks.
That's what makes you such a good host, because I was up at 5 a.m. and I'm listening to some of the other shows, and this the guest can say the most idiotic thing ever, and it's like golf clap. Okay, yeah, thank you. I'm just happy to have a guest at 5 a.m. and it actually makes me angry. Like, and results don't matter. You can have a guest come on week after week, and they can be 15 games below 500, and it's like, hey, can we comp you lunch? You know, I hope you can keep coming in. At some point, results have to matter. People have to be able to demonstrate they've got some acumen at this. Otherwise, go work for a sports reporting company, not a sports betting company.
The one I know, your biggest pet peeve on that is the stale lines, though.
Oh, I'm driving this morning, and like somebody likes a plus 3.5 and Smoo minus 2.5, Wyoming plus 3.5. And the lines are painted 3. They've been painted 3 on both these games.
Yeah.
And immediately I think to myself, and it was someone who was in the, I believe that this gentleman is in, I don't know that he's selling picks, but like, don't buy his picks. Anyone that comes out and just gives you two numbers that don't exist and doesn't even address, hey, you know, the line's really 3, but you should try to get 3.5. It just says it's plus 3.5. My goodness, I would, like, if I was the host, I would never have them back. I would just be like, because my experience has been people that do that all the time.
Yeah. You are selling picks. You have an offer for folks? You want to make this juicy for people?
Sure. So ANG is the code. SIC picks is the place to go. SIC picks. But don't buy my picks today, because I got something better for you.
Oh.
Dr. Chow and his group have been extremely successful. Last 2 years, 56.5% in the NFL. Their model, actually, the last 6 years on sides, does the best on sides, has picked over 56% if you played everything the model told you to do. They're actually only at 55.4% with what they actually released on sides. But get this, it's a guarantee.
I believe that's guarantee.
You can buy, there's a guarantee option, only 100 people only. You buy their picks, and if you don't turn a profit, all right, an actual profit, all right, the sides don't turn a profit, you get your money refunded. First 100 people only. So that's the best deal going right there. So obviously you can buy my picks. You can buy my friend Dan the Statman's picks. Dan and I were business partners. We were actuaries. We worked together at Hewitt Associates in the 90s and some other places.
Wow.
And he actually, he went up to Wendover, and he's the one that blew that out of Wendover to the tune of $500,000, basically State Line, Red Garter, and Rainbow, put them all out of business. They all became, you know, Lucky's or whatever Leroy's were, you know, the next year, because he just annihilated them.
Did you just mute yourself in mid-sentence right there?
I did.
Oh, that was very well done.
They've got me on the button. They know if it's Dr. Bob or Fez. If it's Dr. Bobby may cuss, he will run long. And if it's Fez, he certainly will cuss. How about the great Dr. Bob? What's this? There's no, like, huge line moves anymore.
Yeah.
All of a sudden at 7 a.m. because the great Dr. Bob, despite, even though he could make $500,000 selling it, is spending time with his kids. Kudos to him. Not in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame, even though everyone knows he's better than everyone in that. Except for Billy Walters, who, of course, is number one.
Dr. Bob will be on the show starting next Friday doing pro football, NFL. He's pumped to do it. We can't wait to have him. Okay, real quick before we launch in, because Steve actually has college football picks for us on the show today and all the other stuff that's on his mind. But before we launch into that, Crack was here yesterday, as he always is on Thursdays, and we got into a conversation. He actually brought it up. He quoted you, the optimal time to bet games on Sunday mornings. Was that the conversation? I believe that's it.
Yeah. So, and when is the market the most efficient?
That's
so
right. When
great,
is the market the
a
most
great
efficient?
Time to bet is like 6 a.m. Pacific, right? As news is breaking and then the injuries, et cetera. But an excellent time is also at 10 a.m. right at post. Now, Gil, how are you going to win when the closing number, the whole idea is you got to beat the closer. But if you're betting on close at the closing time, you're betting against the closer.
That's right.
One, rogue numbers pop up. And two, betting syndicates don't like to bet right before post because they want to say, basically they're saying, I want to get like 100,000 on the Philly-Washington under. And they don't want to be scrambling the last minute to be able to get their exact portfolios. Further, this is documented in the book Sharp Money. Koenig, I believe, wrote this. He
Michael
was running Walters. And Billy had to make some bets. And so he bets like 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. And then he goes get a coffee, brings it up to his girlfriend. You know, he comes back to the room and then he phones him into to Mr. Walters like 12 minutes later, confirming what he got. And Billy's like, partner, we need to know before the game start. So that is a headache for syndicates. And that's
sure.
why not. But the public money keeps coming. That Baccarat player stumbles over. He's been up all night playing Baccarat. Stumbles over and bets the Cowboys for 100,000, you know, at the win 4 minutes before post. And so their opportunities pop up at places. And that's why the 9:45 a.m., all things being equal, Super Bowl's about to start. A great time to bet is 1 minute before the Super Bowl starts. Always, you know, rogue numbers pop up last second.
All right. So we always talk about Circa Survivor, understandably, greatest contest ever. Circa Survivor now, what is it, a seventh year already? Good God. Circa Millions, obviously, we talk about. Grandissimo, we talk about. You always are scouring the valley for great contests. You have a little story, a little tale to tell.
Yeah, so I'm here to report on the best contest that's going to occur all year long. And it was last week, and the Palms...
This is a pass post, Stevie?
This is... I'll address that. The Palms had a $20,000 guaranteed contest. College only, pick 15 games, all right? $20,000 guaranteed, $5 entry fee. But it's through William Hill, but it's only at the Palms location. This is why boots on the ground is so important. When you're just like, Crack is great with that. He's like, go to Club Fortune, you get your $100. He reported that on yesterday. If you lose $100, you get the $100 rebate. So you can just sign up and bet a $5 video poker machine if they have such a thing at Club Fortune. And if you lose, you get refunded. But just going to all these casinos, you find promotion. So what's this? I'm just making the normal rounds. I'm going into the Palms. Maybe going to the VIP area and getting my free VIP coffee and donuts. I can't disclose that or not, but I see this and no one's playing it. No one is playing this card. And so Saturday morning, 9 a.m. deadline, last minute, I got my magic marker and I am just bubbling like a you know what?
Wow.
Trying to get
I
in.
I actually
many,
don't know what, but okay.
We're trying to, and it's, you've got to put in 15 selections. It's $5 a card. The reader's jamming. It's very difficult to get these things in. But the one thing I'm noticing, almost no one else is playing hardly any volume, and there's a $20,000 guaranteed. So that contest was as a better contest than you will see all year long. I'm sorry I didn't report on it before, but I don't think it's fair to say it's a pass post because I actually participated in the contest.
And the result?
Somehow, by some miracle, I had a 15-0. So I won the contest.
Wow, you had a 15-0?
Including I had North Carolina. And this is contest basic strategy. So I'm there Saturday morning, and the money's pouring in on the Tar Heels, right? So it was 9.5 the night before, but now it's down to 7.5 and dropping. And I'm like, well, everyone's going to take TCU. So I'm going to play way more in this contest. You play totals. Over or under, but the sides were just pick the winner. Mm-hmm. So I said, all right, well, the obvious, like, to me, is like, I'm going to play some NC State and I'm going to play some Memphis for upsets, you know, sprinkle back and forth. I can't just play duplicates. And they said, but I'm going to play way more North Carolina than I normally would because I bet everybody was playing TCU that put this in last night. So I did have more North Carolina than I normally should playing game theory. And ultimately, everything else, just the planets just aligned. I played, I don't know, like 100 entries.
I was going to ask, how many did you play?
I had about 100.
Okay.
And not one of them, I don't even know if I went 13-2 on the other 15. Because it's not like I'm matching every permutation. I'm just like bubbling as fast as I can, trying to make them different and playing what I like better. And
how many total contest wins is this now for you?
That would make me seven. That's my seventh one. But the number one takeaway from all this, and, yes. And by the way, and they've been very nice with me over there, and I love the staff over at the Palms. Love them. And so Todd gets wind of this.
I actually was witness to this. This is great.
So the odds of going 15-0 are 32,000 to 1.
But he didn't know you went 15-0.
Okay. No, I told him he should read my text, okay? And he says, let me guess. Stevie just played the line moves, and they went 15-0. But think about this.
I love
there
it.
There is no pleasing. Hi, Todd. By the way, if you haven't seen that picture of Todd, yeah. He's got this.
It's illegal racket head size.
He has this alleged illegal oversized racket that's bigger than the Hard Rock guitar, and they have a picture of Todd, and he looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Buddhist
he looks
man.
Like he's
Shout
taller
yeah.
than the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. And there's a picture of him holding it, grinning as he's making fun of people's back end.
Explains a lot of his tennis prowess.
But 15-0, if you know what, if that's not going to please Todd, you know, at some point you just say this guy is going to be a Fezzik hater,
it.
Unlike unbiased. People that can evaluate correctly. Hello, Will Hill. How are you?
He's just a sycophant of yours, though. That's the opposite. All right. A lot more to talk about. And
Steve, I didn't invent Oppo. Right Angle Sports invented the Oppo to keep people from jumping the gun where people would say they would release a play. They say, you know, Fresno, and then set up Fresno, and people would bang Fresno plus 22, and they're like, oh.
He knew Right Angle Sports made it up. He was just going to see if you were going to aggregate it
yes.
and act like it was yours.
Kind
of like you said not once but twice last week. Like, oh, I made you money. No, Stevie, you facilitated me making money.
Semantics.
Don't act like you had anything to
make
do with
Gil
it.
A
it's
lot.
Not semantics.
Assisted Gil in making a lot of money.
I almost got through the segment being nice to you. More Stevie next on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. It's Gil Alexander, Steve Fezzik here as well. Don't forget, football is back. VSiN Pro gives you everything you need to bet smarter this season. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to our updated NFL betting guide featuring post preseason updates, week one betting systems, contest strategies, and fresh best bets from VSiN's experts. You'll also receive our college football betting guide with previews of all 138 FBS teams, power ratings, proven betting systems, and best bets from VSiN's sharpest minds. Your VSiN Pro subscription also includes daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Get started for just $9.99 or save 50% with the VSiN Pro annual subscription. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, that's Steve Fezzik right there. Do you want to bring up what you just brought up?
No, but I'm watching the women's tennis. This gal looks very upset. I wish I knew who she was. I can't even recognize who the women are.
That is the adorable Jasmine Paolini. She's a munchkin.
Paolini feels like she has just been wronged. Because she's very upset about something.
Well, she's just upset at herself. She's lost the first set 6-3. It's now 3-3. She's trying to get back in this match.
The little racket mismanagement there. She's throwing the racket. Looks like Todd Wishnev when things are going poorly for him.
Honestly, she's playing a better player right now in Sarana Kirstea.
Well, there's that.
There is that. All right, you want to give your college football plays out now, sir?
Yeah, let's do it. So tonight we are going to go San Jose State, Eastern Michigan, under 56. I'm actually going to give you a handicap on this one.
Okay.
I really like the under. Well, whenever there's a competitively priced teams, so the lines pick or close to it, I always look towards under early in the year because I feel like both teams are like, let's not make the big mistake. There's a sparring early on process. I watch both these games. So Eastern Michigan was clobbering Sac State. And then what's this? They threw a stupid pick six at the end of the first half to prevent them from just boat racing them. And I think they'll be more careful, Eastern Michigan will, with the ball. San Jose State, I was very impressed with their defense against USC. USC moved the ball well, but it was all like four little yard dink passes, and then the athleticism of the USC receivers broke a couple tackles, and they got 11 yards on the 3-yard dink pass. But I'm sure Eastern Michigan doesn't have receivers like that, so 56 is such a high total. We're going to go under 56. And now a theme for the next three plays, neutral site games. Historically, and it makes some sense, when both teams are in an unfamiliar venue, they're playing in a new venue, just playing under has been very profitable.
Is that true? You run the numbers on it?
Yeah, Scott Seidenberg did.
Okay.
So it's like 58% over like the last 5 years. I don't have the exact number. So We're on Baylor, Auburn, under 60 and a half. That's in the Mercedes-Benz. She's got the Mercedes-Benz under. We got Wisconsin, Notre Dame, under 46 and a half in Lambeau. And Louisville, Ole Miss, that's in Nashville. I don't know why. We're going to go under 55 and a half.
Okay. All right, let me pop in some tweets here real quick. Paul at Don Gaucho 4, I'm in a square survivor pool, $20 entry, max 3 entries, and say there are 400 entries. Is it positive, is it plus EV to use one of my 3 entries on the Cardinals, assuming half the pool is on the Chargers?
No. But it could be if it was like 70%. It's complicated. You got to run the numbers. I'll go back. I was listening to this guy named Gil Alexander, and he said the North Star of Survivor is basically not to play the biggest favorite, but to play close to the biggest favorite. And the more I think about this, the more I think that is Polaris indeed. Yeah. The North Star shining at in Las Vegas at the 36th parallel or whatever we're at, because people will overplay the Chargers. So that's a good thought. Okay, if people are overplaying the Chargers, let me maybe look away from that, and maybe I pivot to Jacksonville or Detroit, probably Jacksonville. But I would say if you chart a path that you're playing one of the top three favorites, but not the biggest favorite, the first 6 weeks of a contest, it may not be optimal, but it probably won't be far off, and it certainly will have a plus EV versus the craziness other people are going to play, where you know there's going to be people playing like Tennessee and the Jets week one. And, yeah, and like, you know, the bottom line is if everyone else takes the Chargers, they're 81% to advance. If you're taking a pick'em game, you're 50% to advance. That's 30% you got to overcome against all the other people the rest of the year. It's going to be very hard to overcome a 31% deficit. But I get it. If over 2/3 of the people took the Chargers, then you could have merit playing some of these weird paths, but they won't. People are too cool for school. They're going to be taking Raiders. They're going to be taking Bengals. They're going to be doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
All right. This is one of my favorite Stevie-isms. Why you're going to lose listening to the mainstream media.
Oh, my God.
Glasses off.
I have never heard the last 2 weeks has been nonstop. Oh, any player props you like. And one after another, it's like, oh, I think Matthew Stafford's going to have another great year. We're going to go over 3,800. And just like a lot of love for the Arizona running back. He's banged up, but I mean, look how good he looked in preseason week one. You know, 775, that's a really low number for a primary back. Just again and again, people are advocating overs. And it's like a terrible EV because of the injury risk. And historically, you've hit over 60% playing unders on skill position players. It's not going to be 60% going forward. It's probably only going to be 55%. But you want to avoid overs completely for season-long bets. And yet everybody is reaching in, and they're all, I would say 80% of the recommendations are overs. Teasers all the time. Oh, that's really good team. People all the time. Oh, look at what's this? Green Bay, Minnesota.
This one never gets mentioned.
Green Bay plus. Oh, I love that Green Bay teaser up to plus 7.5. Not a mention that, like, over the past 10 years, what has happened to teaser odds in this town?
Oh, it's insane how they've just skyrocketed. The price.
They've gone from even money at one point to minus 110 to minus 120, which
kind of stopped there for a little bit.
That's right at the point where it's like break even to play a Wong teaser. Wong teaser is you're teasing 6-point NFL through the 3 and through the 7. Once they went to minus 130, God
Ball
couldn't
game.
Win.
Ball game.
You know?
Yeah.
Because think about when you're playing a 6-point minus 110 teaser, that's like each leg. Each individual leg is minus 260. I'm rounding here. Don't kill me on the internet. If you're playing minus 120, each leg, it's like playing minus 280. But when you go to minus 300, when you go to minus 130 on the two-team teaser, that's like laying minus 300 on each leg. You're not going to win laying minus 300 with the extra 6 points. So unless you have, and there's PPHs, pay-per-head books, that have, you know, the minus 120 and even minus 110 pricing, that's great. Play them there. But you can't just say tease something without a disclosure. FanDuel and DraftKings, they're charging like minus 135. You're not going to win.
Back to Survivor for a second, because I just reminded of Jason Lisk was in here last week from Bet Labs. He's a big proponent of using some of your entries on the Raiders this week. Do you like that idea?
Only because obviously the Raiders, you're not going to want to use all year long. All right, so you got to use 20 teams, and the Raiders are kind of one of those cusp teams.
Yes, they are.
Well, maybe they're the 23rd best team. I don't think it's optimal. However, if more than 50% took the Chargers, that's probably a good way to get at anti-Chargers, and you're never going to use the Raiders again. So I'm fine with it. All this stuff is like you have an entry that you put it in for $1,000. I think if you select the Chargers, your entry will be worth $1,020. If you take the Raiders, I think it'll be worth approximately $1,000. It's too close to call. It's so close, it doesn't really matter.
I'm curious about this because you said this was your seventh contest you just won at the Palm. Seven, this man has won. He's also, by the way, finished very high. I remember, what was the year you were like 26 in Circa? People were like, you suck.
I was in third place on Thanksgiving in Circa Millions.
Right.
This was 3 years ago. And this is the Greg Jones year where I was like when Greg won the Survivor and I a piece of him. So I wound up, you know, we got there to the finish line. Greg did. And I was aboard for the ride for like 20% of or whatever it was, 23%. And I finished 21st in Millions. There's 5,000 people, and people are like, Fez sucks at this.
You've lost.
He was
step.
In third place. I was like literally like 53% over the last 6 weeks. I mean, it's hard to beat 5,000 people.
Time has passed him by. No, here's my question, though, that I want to ask you. So you've been in, I mean, at this point, you might even say hundreds, plural, of contests. Maybe?
It's a great question because people say, well, he's played tens of thousands of contests, and they're just, it's not like poker tournaments.
No.
I play the Westgate. I try to play Last Man Standing, but I forgot to put in my picks
one year.
That's
what happened to me. That's what
happened. And I play Circa.
So you just answered my question because that was going to be my question. Have you ever missed a deadline? And for me, it was stations. You did
same
the same
thing.
I didn't know you did the same.
Because the $25 entry times four. And you get one free entry.
One free.
So basically, I took $100 and I set it on fire. Really, probably $115 in EV. And
yeah.
Well, it's really $200 in EV, but because people are, you know, that's a really weak field. I'm a huge proponent, though. It's a great contest. If there's one contest to enter,
it really is a good one. Yeah.
And you do college and pro. I'm not a big believer in diversification early in that. Just shove with your best play because you got to go over there. And you can't put your plays in on the app. How much is your time worth? How much is gas worth?
Totally.
As an example, I'm just driving into the strip. What's this? Flat tire. Fum, 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 fum.
Oh,
fum,
you had
fum,
a flat tire yesterday.
I used to have a friend, Steve Wagner. We'd play coup de grace or whatever, that friend, the Millboard, the card game. And whenever, and he'd love to take the flat tire. He'd go, you got a flat tire. Fum, flat, 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 flat.
What's happening?
Couferet, I said. I've got the impenetrable one.
We'll get back to the flat tire after the break. but with Millions and Survivor, though, do you one alarm, two alarms, three alarms? What do you do?
Max, I'm going to do the 10 for the Millions.
No. But your alarm, you set an alarm, so you get the...
You got to have two alarms.
Got to have two.
2 hours before, 1 hour
All right.
Before.
More Fez. We'll talk about the flat tire. He's got a lot more to talk about.
Couferet and Millboard.
I don't know what's happening. Steve Fezzik right here on A Numbers Game. Coming back.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Think you're better than the experts? Now's your chance to prove it. The Edge Boost Average Joe Contest puts you in the same pick'em format as the Circa Friday Football Invitational, the one that pros play. Top average Joe earns a spot. Don't forget, in next year's Circa Invitational Field, that's the Humans Invitational. It's free to play. You can register anytime during the season. Edge Boost is offering its customers a $1,000 deposit if you finish first for the week. Don't have an Edge Boost account yet? Sign up at edgeboost.io with promo code VSIN and fund, or I should say, and make sure your account is funded with at least $100. Enter the contest today at VSIN.com/Joe. That's VSIN.com/Joe. Man, Leila Fernandez giving Jesse Pegula the business. Beat her in the first set 6-1. Now it's on serve in the second 2-2. So Leila Fernandez trying to pull off an early upset today on the ladies' side. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Talking to U.S. Open, of course. Chris Heath, the good old Peppermill properties of Wendover. Did you bring that up?
I did. My friend Dan the Statman blew Wendover up. Yes.
Let's see.
By the way, if you've never been to that town, it's on the Utah border. So you've got Mormons on one side and addicted gamblers on the other. It works. It's a crazy mix.
And they live beautifully together in harmony. Alfalfa, we got tweets. When will we start seeing pickleball line for betters? Oh, no. Please, no. Stop it. James, the James Lloyd, did you see the Lombardi news? I did. Would you have me say something about it? What is there to say? Winning streak. Did Fezzik just use boat racing in his take? Oh, and he's quoting something from you on Twitter.
Yeah, I never liked the boat race term. Oh, we boat race that's because
right.
It's like you're rowing, you're a crew team, and you dominate. Boat racing doesn't seem like applicable. I'd much rather maybe axe and smash. You demolish somebody in a wrestling match or something. It seems a poor analogy to we boat race them like you dominated them.
Iowa Hawkeyes. Why do I listen? Is it the information on the show? Of course, but I am an avid listener because it sounds like conversations from my friends. Look, squirrel. That's right. Well, thank you, Iowa Hawkeyes. It's very nice of you. Chris of St. Bards, would you autoplay every NFL Wong teasers at -110?
Yes.
Yes. Simple answer.
But recognize a road favorite, a 7.5-point road favorite, is not a Wong teaser because road favorites get upset more than home favorites. Oh, by the way, on the upset side, you guys missed the most relevant upset. The Pittsburgh one was excellent against West Virginia.
Yeah.
But the most relevant one, in my opinion, 2011, Daniel Snyder, Kansas State, number two in the country, rolling toward the national title game.
You mean Bill Snyder?
Bill Snyder goes to Little Ames, Iowa, November 18th. Devastating. It's just a devastating loss. And Kansas State undefeated. They'd finally got past Nebraska, and they lose as a 28-point favorite.
Good call, Steve Fezzik. Except don't ever say Daniel Snyder on the show ever again, please. David Donnelly. Gil asked Steve that if you don't want the Chargers in week one for Survivor, how about the Steelers?
No, because the Steelers could lose. Although, having said that, you know, the Steelers might actually be a sneaky pick because I think Atlanta's bad, very bad. And I think the Steelers are going to be pretty awful themselves for an 8.5 win team. I don't like the Pittsburgh at all. So I could make a case for let's get that win for Pittsburgh and get out of Dodge. Having said that, Pittsburgh still gets to host Cleveland later on, and that might be the time to use them. I haven't looked at the whole schedule. I'm okay if you want to use Pittsburgh.
Listener Lance, Monday Night Football ESPN bet segment, the hosts were giving out one play each for a three-team parlay. It gets to Jason Kelce, and he says, they're telling me in my ear I need to pick Hurts over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Look on everyone else's face at the desk was horrified. It confirmed for me, this is listener Lance talking, that they purposely give out bad picks. I could not believe he said it. Neither could ESPN. I recorded it. I'll have to try to find the clip. I don't know if that means they purposely gave out a bad pick.
You know, you're burying the lead here. The whole idea of the, and this is an epidemic. Oh, let's have our parlay segment where we give out our three best bets. Guys, that's beyond stupid. Stop doing that. You know, the whole point, we're here to win, right? This is supposed to be a serious show, not a big joke. It's like we want to shop for the very best number on each individual bet. Why would we go to one book and bet Hurts over 1.5 touchdown passes and take, you know, even money when we could get +115 somewhere else? You want to shop for each one of the bets individually, and your bet sizing is ridiculous. It's a joke. You want to bet 2% of bankroll, 1% right on every play. But when you play a three-team parlay, then magically your third leg is quadruple the size for your bet sizing. I mean, no one bets like that in terms of pros, other than people trying to circumvent the limits and sneak in plays. That's why you play parlays or correlations. If everything's correlated, you got a storm coming up, a nor'easter's blowing, and you play North Carolina under, and you play North Carolina State under. But don't play these silly parlays. I don't want to be the fun police. It's fun to play $5 parlays, but serious bettors, come on.
I love when you throw down your glasses. I love when you get angry, so angry that you throw them down. One day they'll break. This one is from Sean's Fox Plus. Are we sure that Kelly's love for a coach that hasn't won more than 5 games will have more wins than his alma mater, Florida State? Talk about Colorado and Prime versus Florida State.
Is Norville fired yet?
Not yet.
A Sunday night?
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Props profit. Be careful what you wish for, Angels fans. Stan will move the team. Stan Kroenke will move the team if he doesn't get the real estate deal. The sale of the Angels was a leverage play on the coveted 133 acres around the stadium. The lease ends in 2032. The real estate vision used in Englewood. Yes, it is about the real estate for sure. Michael Husted, did Gil and Kelly give a time for Dr. Bob next week? Friday for sure, but when? We think it is going to be right before Fezzik, 8:45 Pacific, 11:45 a.m. Eastern.
What they're doing here is they're trying to keep me from betting the Dr. Bob play.
Oh, is that
they're
what
is? Fez is en route. He won't be able to, it's hard for him to bet at the red lights.
Okay, before you go, by the way, let's just repeat your baseball plays. Again, the tennis plays are just Bublik on the men's side for me today and Townsend on the ladies' side. Steve Fezzik's unders in college football. Baylor-Auburn under 60.5. These are all the neutral site ones.
The first three are
Wisconsin, Notre Dame under 46.5 and Louisville, Ole Miss under 55.5. Separate from that, which he gave an actual spiel on, San Jose State, Eastern Michigan, was it? Again,
yes, under 56. Under that 56. Game's tonight, 3:00. Don't get shut out.
Okay. Before we go, we were just having a conversation. Well, there's two things I want to get to. The first one was we were just having a conversation off air about football IQ.
So the North Carolina guy is from TCU guy's from Harvard. Maybe not. Maybe I'm mixing up my quarterbacks. But TCU loses to North Carolina, and they have fourth and two. And the quarterback clearly can run for the first
down.
Clearly. And he decides, let me throw across my body into double coverage to try to throw a touchdown pass.
With
a slick football and the raining in Dublin. And maybe the freeze it. What's the probability that pass is complete? Maybe 20%. And it's like a sharp, if I was an intramurals, right? I'm playing and I'm the quarterback on an intramural team. And I made that decision, they'd bench me immediately. Like clearly this guy has no football IQ whatsoever.
Jaden Craig used to play at Harvard, yes.
I mean, it just makes no sense to me, and I get it. You want your players to be involved. And if it's the first quarter and you make that wrong decision, you know, you're trying to get all the rest of the players involved. You don't want to just do it on yourself. But on the highly leveraged, that's where, like, Mahomes is so smart. It's like third and two. Let me get the first down. Let me get the chains to move. And that's when he picks it up and runs.
Also, more for a handicapping standpoint, because when you were talking about your handicap on the last game we just talked about, this, it reminded me of when I had all college football people on this week, and they were saying, oh, what did you learn from week zero? And a bunch of them were like, oh, I thought North Carolina's defense looked really good. And I was like, but didn't you, like, in addition to that play, there's like three huge chunk yardage plays that he just completely missed a wide
and
open
just
receiver.
TC is just a dumb team all the way around, you know, with stupid penalties. And, like, you know, baseball for me is unwatchable because I think every outfielder gets like a huge $1 million bonus if they get an assist for throwing a runner out at the plate. So how many times, Gil, do you see a ground ball base hit to center, men on first and second, and the center fielder, his job is to let the guy in first go to third by airmailing the ball home. He never throws the player out at home. They always go for that play, and they let the when they let the batter go to second, that drives me crazy. Like, man on second, two outs, line drive, base hit. It's always going to score the run.
Mike Rouse says, Fez misspoke about K-State. They lost to Baylor, not to Iowa State, the game you were talking about.
I'm pretty sure 2011 it was Iowa State.
Okay.
It was 2011. I don't think I'm wrong there.
I lied. Two more things. Diamond status. How to get it at Caesars.
Oh, real important. So there's 10 times tier credit points this week only, Caesars Palace Harrah's. If you have always wanted to be a diamond, so you can cut the line, not pay resort fees, there's lots of advantages for being a diamond. Now's the time to do it because you get the 10 times tier credits. Normally, you would have to put in $150,000 in coin in on a video poker machine. Now you only have to put in $15,000 in one day. That sounds like a lot. But it really isn't, because think about it, $15,000. If you were at a 1% disadvantage, that would be $150 in expected loss. Let's say you run terrible, all right, and you lose 5%. Don't play slots. Play video poker. Then you should lose $750. Well, the benefits of being a Diamond member far exceed that, because you've got status matches, other properties, the like. So this week, play video poker. Play 9-5. Jacks are better. They've got it at Bally's and at the 9-6 machines don't exist at the dollar level, and you can become a diamond in a day.
Can we do this in 30 seconds? This is not what you think, but you had a conversation with a cocktail waitress that I thought was pretty insightful.
Unbelievable. So I'm playing some advantage video poker, and she's aware of it. Okay. She says, just to let you know, you really can't just go from machine to machine to machine. And I said, oh, you know about us. And she's like, absolutely. And I said, oh, well, you and your girlfriends, it's a nice looking lady. I said, you know, you could probably go out like on the weekend and go to the strip and take advantage of this. And she said to me, and my jaw dropped. She says, oh, I could never do that. I'm in the industry. I can't try to win against the casinos. I can't do anything like where I might have an advantage.
Interesting.
I mean, it's like they've got all these employees brainwashed, like these advantage players are evil, like people that are like cheating the system somehow just by trying to get an edge.
Thank you, Steve. Prop Points is next with John Hanson. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hey, it turns out Prop Points is not next.
Because
we have one more segment.
No!
Whoops.
I was standing out there and you started to go through it.
I was like,
When I heard you read your tennis plays, I was like, no, certainly not.
Because I think Fezzik did the whole hour last time, or I got him confused with crack or whatever. So. Yeah, okay.
It's been a long summer. Football season starts.
Patrick Kelly even said, are you on an early flight? 15 more minutes, please.
Oh, wait. That's a great call out. What time's your flight today?
11:24.
Okay, so it's a, that's not
my standard.
Yeah, it's your standard order,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Not the quickest you've ever had to get out of here.
No, but let me, I'll just say this one more time because I think it needs to be said again. So some mornings I'll be in here, and I don't go every weekend, but this weekend I'm going to California, right? I'm going to San Francisco. And oftentimes they will send a text and they'll say, hey, your flight is delayed. I brought this up once before. This to me is the most egregious thing an airline does. Hey, your flight's delayed. Instead of being 11:24, let's say it's a half hour. Yeah. I said 11:54. So immediately as the traveler, you become a little more lax, right? Instead of shooting as quickly as possible over to the airport, I'm like, oh, sweet. I got 30 minutes more. Hey, gonna take my time. No problem. No sweat. The airlines, though, will then send you, not always, but sometimes, a subsequent text, oh, actually, we're leaving earlier.
Time change!
And you're not at the airport because you've been conditioned to the delay, and they are pulling a fast one on you. So there's been many times where I'm on my way, and they're like, we're boarding. I'm like, what do you mean we're boarding?
It also, like it just, logistically, it makes no sense ever, right? Because the plane's in the air.
Their position on this, the airline's position on this, and why it is, and by the way, this should be outlawed. I'm surprised of all, like, this should be banned. But their position is, you should be at the airport already on your original time. So that's why we're allowed to do that. And that is some bunk.
Okay, just to confirm with you, because I don't know, we have talked about this before, but I don't know if we've gotten this far. Like, if they send that delay message, like, you're good, fine. You're allowed, flights get delayed, we understand it, but that's when I'm leaving.
Yeah, no, that's how it should. If you delay your flight, you cannot then arbitrarily say, oh, guess what, we were wrong, we're now leaving early.
Yeah, so the other part to this, the second part, like, I agree with you, that's the worst. The other one, though, that it's where your flight keeps getting delayed by, like, 45 minutes.
Trust me, that's way worse. I mean, I had a 10-hour delay to go visit my mom on one of the last
times. Right. No, but I'm so, like I actually, no, I think the one you brought up is worse, because, like, you told me to be later, and now you're leaving early on me? But, most of the time, these planes are in the air. What I don't understand is, like, what if the pilot all of a sudden, like, let's go a lot faster than we were before?
Also, be honest with you, there's a coffee bean in Terminal 3 here.
Okay.
No,
I forgot about it.
And coffee bean, just in case y'all didn't know, it's phenomenal. And so I already have
for what, Gil?
For a thank you for asking.
What's your go-to drink?
For a regular no whip caramel ice blended. And I am so looking forward to it. And when I get the text, I'm still in the Uber. Like, oh, your flight's boarding. I'm like, no coffee bean. Let alone, I'm not going to get to my flight.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my pet peeve.
Germany +6.5, not looking great, Chris Foster. Sorry, that's just right in front of my screen.
Though he does have Jesse Pegula in a parlay, and Jesse is showing life here. She is up a break now in the second set, trying to even things up with Leila Fernandez.
We got to get this home. A lot of us have bets. A lot of us have her in a parlay today. And, I mean, you can't go out in the third round of the U.S. Open. We're trying to build up money here for a career, for a family. And just, you got to be able to make more in a tournament than this, you know?
Yeah. You're worried about her.
I'm always worried about the Pegulas.
Aryna Sabalenka, world number one, has already won this morning her third round match against Kamila Rakhimova. Marta Kostyuk is through, straight set win over Ekaterina Alexandrova. Serena Kirsteia does beat Jasmine Paolini in straight sets. So a lot of easy work on the ladies' side this morning. Men have not started, but our man Daniil Medvedev, he's got a tough one today against Artur Rinderknecht. But if we get through this one, that'll be three out of the necessary five to get Medvedev to cash our quarter bet at 7-1. So let's go Daniil Medvedev. That should start here momentarily on the men's side. As far as the actual bets today, I'm on Alexander Bublik, otherwise known as Sasha Bublik, +148 versus Tommy Paul. And on the American, Taylor Townsend. She's won us a lot of matches this year, +144 versus Deanna Schneider.
I tailed you on Townsend. Yeah, there's Schneider money's coming in, man. I got a 155.
Like, good for you. Good for you.
Oh, no, it's coming back down. It's coming back down. Oh. Taylor Townsend's getting bet.
There we go.
+135 now.
Month of September, remember and again, there's adjusted prices on these that are available, but these were the pre-flop numbers. Red Sox, 28-1, most wins in September. They're 1-2, got a win yesterday. Blue Jays are 2-1, though, most wins in September. They're +23, +25, let's go. Also, Caleb Williams, passing yards leader, 20-1. Nick Benito, defensive player of the year, 14-1. You, sir.
NFL week one. I've got Taylor Townsend today. I'm tailing Gil on, but nothing else for me right now besides NFL week one. Jags, Jets teaser. Jags, Texans teaser. Buccaneers, Bengals under 51.5, and the Broncos +3, -120.
The Auburnist. I was telling my girlfriend about the plane time move to earlier after a delay was announced. She didn't believe me. Glad I got back up now.
Oh, yeah, man. It's happened to me multiple times. Right? I mean, it's happened to you multiple times, right?
Oh, yeah. At least, well, two or three, not that many.
No, me too. But he's making it sound. She's never heard of that before?
Well,
yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Well, the first time is within the last year. I was like, you can't do
really?
This. Yeah. Paul Carr's Premier League bets two tomorrow. Brighton over Leeds. Brighton at even money versus Leeds. And then Aston Villa, Hull City. He thought about fading Hull City, but he didn't have the onions in the end. He went under in this game at 2.5. And then Sunday, Arsenal, Chelsea over 2.5. By the way, a tweet from Danny Burmett. Do you know where? You remember who that is?
Oh,
he
yeah.
says, I like conveniently how Gil forgot to mention that Carr had a reverse sweep last week. 2-4, Carr. Got to pick it up. Danny, you're the guy who tweeted after the Red Sox lost their first game in July before they went 24 and what was it? Was it again 24-3 the rest of the way or whatever it was? I can't remember. Maybe you should pack it up for a couple years.
But. Final match day for the Premier League this season, Gil? May 30th of 2027.
Oh, my God.
Kind of a long way to go.
Oh, my God.
Kind of a long way to
38
go.
38 matches in a season. Chris Velika the Bear, five-pack college football plays. Miami laying the wood, laying 24.5 versus Stanford. Oregon laying 24.5 versus Boise State. Cal plus 2 versus UCLA. Florida International plus 14.5 versus South Florida. Texas laying the wood, minus 29.5 versus Texas State.
The classic SEC versus Pac-12 battle.
It's just incredible. How about Cal-UCLA? Cal-UCLA is the worst. ACC versus Big Ten.
Oh, God. Good call. That is worse.
Matthew Stafford under, to Fezzik's point. Matthew Stafford season-long under 3,899.5 passing yards, 3,899.5 passing yards from Chris Velika. He also had Taylor Fritz mid-tournament future on Taylor Fritz to win the U.S. Open at 11-1. All right. We shall see. Remember, no American male has won a Grand Slam singles title since Andy Roddick won one in 2003.
Did you hear me bring up that price to Felica earlier? Plus 260 at DraftKings for an American men to win. No interest, I'm assuming?
I mean, no, because I have Carlitos. But you do get Fritz, and you do get Shelton, and you do get Big Foe.
Yep. Just one more, right?
Who am I forgetting?
Tommy Paul,
yeah. Scott C., I was leaving Vegas, and at the check-in when I got a message that my flight was boarding, it had been moved up without my knowledge. I thought I was going to have to stay with you. Really? You're going to call me and be like, hey, Gil, can I stay over? Stevie Fezzik, not to be outdone. How about Stevie with some plays? The first three here are his neutral field under theory plays. Baylor-Auburn under 60.5. Wisconsin-Notre Dame under 46.5. Louisville-Ole Miss under 55.5. And then he's also on the San Jose State Spartans versus Eastern Michigan under 56 in college football. So there's all that. Have you signed up for the contest yet, man?
Nope.
Bro.
Do it next week sometime. I'm good.
Are you doing the Fezzik strategy of waiting to see? But there's the Wednesday and Thursday games don't apply to the Fezzik strategy this
no,
year.
No, they don't. I'll do it sometime. No, the only thing I did was I checked in because I do split classic Casey, right? My buddy Casey. We do split $1 million.
Everybody's got a Casey.
$1 million's one survivor we always split. So I called him yesterday. I was like, by the way, I'm not really rushing to sign up for these unless you really think we're playing these first 2 days. And he was like, yeah, I don't really care. Sign up, whatever. So I don't know. I'll get to it sometime next week.
Tony Hernandez is a 40-year Chargers season ticket holder. It's nice to see a huge following of Survivor bettors behind the bolts. Who knows? Maybe they'll make some noise this year. Good luck to everyone this season. Well, that's not exactly why they're picking the Chargers for Survivor, but yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, sure, Tony.
Kelly, before we leave, your thoughts on Justin Herbert. Would you like to share before the season starts?
I mean, look, he's a really good quarterback. I just think he needs to be criticized a little bit more when we all love to pile on guys like Dak Prescott. Actually, no, you know what? Dak's not even the good comp anymore. You know who is? Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts has won a Super Bowl.
I know, and everybody talks about him like he sucks.
Well, he's lost a step and a half, I think.
I love that we love to criticize guys who've won a Super Bowl.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. But the guy who can't win a playoff game, we don't criticize at all.
All right.
I know Danny Higgins is listening right now. Yeah, I know Josh Allen hasn't done all that well either, okay? This is the year.
All right, Monday on the show for Labor Day, we might do a water taste test.
We also have the great Justin Emery joining us to talk about his strikeout prop success. I'm looking forward to that. Join us in studio. Classic Greg Peterson, classic Wes Reynolds.
Yeah.
Water taste testing, Big Monday.
And now, Prop Points is next. And now you should enjoy John Hansen, right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.